and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and of course, your English will improve today. Have you ever felt hungry before? Of course. That is a very normal part of life. When you feel hungry, you know that you should eat something, and I'm sure you probably go and eat something, right? Well, have you ever felt so hungry that you thought you were starving? Sometimes we use the word starving to mean that we're very, very hungry, and we can't handle it anymore. However, thankfully, or truthfully speaking, most of us are not starving. However, there are millions of people around the world who truly do experience starvation. So we're going to learn about an organization today that is set out to end world hunger. Today's lesson is called Heifer International, and their mission is to end world hunger. So we're going to talk about ending world hunger and providing people with food. Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
Heifer International. A cow instead of a cup. A proverb says, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime." That wisdom has been around for a long time, but people are still suffering from hunger. As many as 815 million people in the world suffered from undernourishment in 2016. The charity organization Heifer International wants to end world hunger. It all began in the 1930s when an American farmer went to Spain to help people in need.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 proverb 这个名词。 proverb 是指谚语或格言。例如 honesty is the best policy is a proverb that's wise because telling the truth can set you free.诚实为上策这句谚语非常有智慧，因为说实话能够让你得到自由。或者是 The proverb time is money is especially true of the stock market. Millions of dollars are at stake every second. 时间就是金钱这句谚语在股市特别真实，因为每一秒钟都有几百万输赢的风险。Proverb 和 idiom 成语有一点不一样， idiom 从字面上不见得猜得出意思，例如 it takes two to tango 是指一个铜板敲不响，也就是事情发生两方都有份。接下来我们看的是 undernourishment 这个名词， under 在这里是指不足， nourishment 是指营养，所以 undernourishment 就是指营养不足。例如 the girl suffers from undernourishment and needs to be on a special diet if she is to recover. 这个女孩严重营养不足，需要特殊的饮食才能够帮助她复原。Undernourishment 干跟 malnutrition, M-A-L-N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N 有一点分别。Malnutrition 是指营养失调，所以有可能是营养不足，也有可能是过剩。例如 This overweight boy suffers from malnutrition. 这个过重的男孩有营养失调的问题。
Hey there, everyone. We're here to talk about Heifer International. Are you overly familiar with Heifer International, Gabe?
No. Why did you ask me that way? Overly familiar? I'm slightly familiar with Heifer International. I am a little more familiar with it now after having read the article.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, let's get right into our lesson. We read a cow instead of a cup. What does that mean and what does that have to do with the lesson? I think we're going to find out later. But our lesson opens up with this proverb. It says, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. Now, the idea behind this proverb is that if you just give a man a fish, well, he's going to eat that fish. But after he finishes the fish, then what? But if you teach him how to fish, he could go and fish anytime he wants.
So the idea here is that education really is important. Education is key. And Rebecca, I don't know about you, but sometimes, if I walk down the street and I see a homeless person, I want to help that person out. But the most I can do maybe is something for the moment. I might be able to give them some money or maybe some food, but it'll only solve his problem for that day or for that meal.
Right.
Right?
So we think. However, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that meal that you give the person is the very thing that they need to kind of get them back on their feet.
Maybe you're right.
You just never know when you feed somebody.
That is a good point, Rebecca. So friends, if you have the feeling to do something, if you feel like you should do something, I think you should go ahead and do it. Don't let something like this get in the way. Don't think, oh, well, I can't make a huge difference, so I'm not going to do anything. It is very important to do what you can in the moment.
That's right. Well, we read that wisdom has been around for a long time, but people are still suffering from hunger. Now, if you suffer from something, this just means that you are experiencing something, and usually it's pretty bad.
That's right. So there are many people suffering from hunger or starvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're starving. We suffer from different things at different times, right? If you have a sickness of any kind, you're suffering from that sickness. So you could be suffering from a cold or suffering from the flu. Oh, he's suffering from a stomach ache or suffering from food poisoning, right?
Right.
So there are different ways you could use that phrase.
We read as many as 815 million people in the world suffered from undernourishment in 2016. And if you're undernourished, that just means that you're not getting the adequate food, the minerals and nourishment that you need in order to survive.
That's right. And a related word to undernourishment, one that I hear more often, is malnourished. Okay, M-A-L. M-A-L actually means bad, okay? So it's like you're not getting the nourishment or the nutrition that you need if you are malnourished.
Well, we read about an organization.
Mm-hmm.
The charity organization Heifer International wants to end world hunger. Now, if you want to put an or stop world hunger or end world hunger, this just means that you put an end to people being hungry.
Right, and so I think that a lot of people, a lot of organizations are fighting for this cause to end world hunger. There's a related cause or a related issue, and that is the idea or the issue of poverty. And so I think of Bono, right? He started the One Campaign to end extreme poverty. I think a lot of these people are on the same wavelength. They're trying to do the same thing.
So, back to Heifer International. It began in the 1930s when an American farmer went to Spain to help people in need. So all it took was this American farmer to take a little trip to Spain. And he saw people that were in need. And then he had this thought that, oh, we need to end world hunger. So he started the Heifer International, I suppose, or he started Heifer International.
That's right, and we could say that perhaps he heard a cry for help. And speaking of a cry for help, we're going to learn about that phrase in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I really enjoy teaching English on TV with Carolyn every day. However, teaching in front of a class with real students is a whole different story.
Indeed. I've run into students who misbehave in many different ways in class, like always being late, disrupting the class, cheating, even being violent towards others.
In my experience, A student's misbehavior in class is often a cry for help. We need to pay close attention to help that student.
When we call an action or behavior a cry for help, it means that underneath the surface, the person is actually asking for help. That person wants the attention of others, hoping they will discover his or her need and offer help.
I remember when I was a teenager, I would act silly or try very hard to be funny, hoping to attract the attention of others to help me solve an internal problem. It was a cry for help.
The word cry doesn't just mean to produce tears. It can also mean to shout or call for something desperately. So the next time you see someone misbehaving, consider whether it is a cry for help.
我们都知道 cry 这个字是哭泣, 但其实也有呐喊的含义。 A cry for help 是大声求救。 但是要注意的是, 当我们说 a cry for help, 通常指的是一种隐藏在外在行为之下的求救信号。 His strange behavior is actually a cry for help. 他的怪异行为其实是一种求救信号。我们在儿童的行为举止上面经常可以看到这样的例子，例如小孩一直插嘴打断大人的谈话，或是故意在学校闯祸，试图引起父母的注意。当我们看到小孩或亲朋好友行为异常的时候，或许是一种 cry for help， 可以对他多付出一点关心，帮助他们解决问题。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次与你再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you think it's a good idea to end world hunger? Of course! Who wouldn't want to work towards ending world hunger? Well, there's an organization that we are learning about. It's called Heifer International, and that is their goal, to end world hunger. Well, let's learn about a farmer that first inspired this idea back in the 1930s.
Heifer International. That farmer, Dan West, experienced the challenge of trying to feed people affected by war with imported powdered milk. The continuous need to feed people led him to think that what they needed was not a cup, but a cow. West returned to Indiana, determined to find ways to provide permanent hunger relief. He believed the gift of livestock and education would empower communities affected by hunger. Only then could there be an end to the brutal effects of poverty.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 livestock 这个集合名词。 Livestock 是指农夫或者是牧人蓄养的牲口、家畜或者是家禽。 例如, the livestock on the farms in this region are not affected by the disease. 这个区域农场的牲畜并没有被这个疾病所传染。 或者是, all the people and livestock have been evacuated to higher ground to escape the flooding. 所有的人和牲畜都被撤离到高地以躲避洪水。 或者是, these cows and turkeys were purchased at a livestock market nearby. 这些牛跟火鸡是在附近的牲口市场买的。最后我们看的是 brutal 这个形容词。 Brutal 是指野蛮的或者是残暴的。例如, the man was sentenced to life in prison for the brutal murder. 这名男子因为残暴的谋杀案件而被判终身监禁。他的副词是字尾加上ly 变成 brutally。 例如, these captives were tortured brutally for over a year. 这些战俘被残暴地折磨超过一年的时间。它的名词是 brutality, B-R-U-T-A-L-I-T-Y. 例如, the movie depicts the brutality of war. 这部电影描写了战争的残酷. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about this farmer. We read, that farmer, Dan West, experienced the challenge of trying to feed people affected by war with imported powdered milk. Interesting. I'm actually not a big fan of drinking powdered milk.
Yeah, but it's better than nothing, right?
Right. If you don't have anything else, powdered milk might be the best thing that you can drink.
Exactly. It might save your life. And so he was helping people with powdered milk. The continuous need to feed people, we read, led him to think that what they needed was not a cup, but a cow. Interesting. So it's kind of like that phrase we learned earlier, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Perhaps, you know, give a man a cow, or give a man a cup of milk, you feed him for a day. You give a man a cow, you can feed him for a lifetime.
Right.
Right?
That's right. We read, West returned to Indiana, and Indiana is a state in the United States, determined to find ways to provide permanent hunger relief. Let's take a look at this phrase, determined to. If you're determined to do something, this just means that you want to do something so much that you don't allow anyone or any difficulties to stop you from doing what you want to do.
For example, he is determined to lose 5 kilograms by the end of the month. I'm determined to think of a way to use this word in a sentence. Are you?
That's a great, great example.
Right?
Yes, well said, Gabe.
Yeah, thanks.
So West is determined to find a way or find different ways to permanently end this hunger, world hunger. He believed the gift of livestock and education would empower communities affected by hunger. Let's take a look at this word, empower. If someone is empowered to do something, it means that someone is officially given authority or freedom to do something.
And this reminds me of an organization called Empowering Lives International, or ELI. And their goal, of course, is similar, and that is to help people have the power to do great things for themselves, or to have the means and resources to have success in their own lives. This word is kind of like the word enable. Okay, you might do something that enables someone else to do something, but I think there's more power with the word empower, right? You're actually helping them have the power to do something.
Because empower has the word power in it.
Oh, Rebecca, you're a genius.
I am a genius. Well, our last sentence reads, only then there could be an end to the brutal effects of poverty. Let's take a look at this phrase, or these two words, only then. This just means that something must first happen, and then there can be a result.
And you can use this phrase in many situations, right? So I'm waiting for traffic to die down. Only then will I get out and get on the road and start driving somewhere. So I'm waiting for this to happen before I do something. Only then will I do it.
So West believes that first, people need to be given the gift of livestock and education. Only then there could be an end to the brutal effects of poverty. Let's take a look at the phrase, an end to. This just means that you put a stop to something.
Okay, so of course we're hoping to put an end to world hunger, an end to poverty. Maybe if you're sick, I hope there's an end to your sickness pretty soon. And seems like we've come to the end of our lesson today. But it's not the very end. We have time for
the SC Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everyone. As you know, we're doing the SC Challenge. And today's lesson is about Heifer International. But before we get into the challenge, let's meet our very excited contestants. Who do we have?
Hi, guys. I'm Pauline. I'm always excited to play a game. And I'm Josh, and I'm always excited at a chance for winning.
Oh, yes. It sounds like they might be a little competitive, right? I like that spirit. So keep it up. Okay, I have three questions. Friends, see if you can answer the questions. And let's see which of our contestants will be the fastest. So our first question is, which best describes a proverb? A, a short sentence giving advice. B, a long sentence with no meaning. C, a short sentence talking about food. Or D, a long sentence talking about places to go.
Well, I think that would be A.
A short sentence giving advice?
Yes.
That is correct. Good job, Pauline. 1 point for you. Question number two. Heifer International's vision to end world hunger began in which country? A, England. B, the United States. C, Spain. Or D, South Africa. Yes, Josh?
I'm going to go with C, Spain.
C, Spain. Mm. Well, that is correct. C, Spain. Heifer International's vision to end world hunger began in Spain. That's correct. And last question. This is the game point. Let's see who's going to get it. What does West believe can end world hunger? West, of course, is one of the people in our lesson. A, water and milk. B, livestock and water. C, education and water. Or D, education and livestock. Yes, Pauline?
Water and livestock.
Water and livestock. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But no, that's not the correct answer. Josh?
I think education and livestock. D.
You think.
I think I heard that before.
Well, guess what? That is the correct answer. Education and livestock. Letter D. Well, Josh did get 2 points. Pauline got 1 point this time round. So the winner is Josh. Good job.
I actually won. I can't believe it.
You can't believe it? I think he's pretty excited. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us. And we will see you all next time.
All right, Rebecca, would you rather eat a fish or eat some steak?
Would I rather eat a fish or some steak? Mm-hmm. Well, considering I don't really like to eat steak that much, I guess I would rather eat fish.
So maybe you should start an organization called Fishies International. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great idea, Gabe. Friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We're full of great ideas here. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.